The board gave initial approval for something called a reduction in force. According to district policy, it gives Superintendent Pedro Martinez the legal authority to make staffing decisions based on performance. Martinez says that will help him keep his strongest teachers.
If there's a teacher in a middle school grade that's being phased out, I can't guarantee them a job without knowing that I have the legal ability to make changes based on performance in another school, because I can't free up that space for them.
Teachers Union President Shelley Potter told the board that implementing a reduction in force will make teachers more anxious. Martinez says assistant principals and central office staff are more likely to lose their jobs than teachers. The district loses hundreds of teachers each year and may be able to find a place for everyone who wants to stay. The board is slated to make final decisions about layoffs on May 14th. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.